Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, It's Your Time to Grow and Expand.
Speak the Word.
Friends, I know and you know that every day that we're confronted with messages and news of lack, we're confronted with messages of news of sickness and death coming through all the news media. It comes through the newspapers, the internet, the television, the radio. You know, there just seems to be no end to it. No matter where you look or what you turn on, that's what you'll get one of these and sometimes a variety of all of them. We get our ears and eyes pumped full every day. We're bombarded on every side. It's kind of like Paul. Paul said he was pressed on all sides. As a matter of fact, in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 9 in New King James, Paul said, We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. He said, We are perplexed, but not in despair. In verse 9, he said, We're persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, he said, but not destroyed. And verse 16 says, Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Verse 18 says, While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And I want to pause here for a moment and speak about this, because a lot of times, brothers and sisters, we get a little confused about that Satan is trying to get us to focus on all those things around us, which most of the time these things are going to cause you to doubt. It's going to cause you to get into fear, and it's going to cause you to get away from trusting the Lord and trusting what you see. And so he's saying here that what we see in the natural is only temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So it's the things that are eternal that we want to focus on. Think about that. All those things that are going on in your life right now is only temporary. And I think that should be some good news for you today, because it's good news to know that if you're suffering in life today, or if you're suffering in your body, or you're having troubles in your families, you can look at that as a temporary situation. Because when you pray and talk to the Lord about it, all that temporary stuff, the Lord, that can be changed, you know, and from being temporary until being eternal. And that's why Paul and others did not lose heart, because they had their faith in God and not what was going on around them in the natural. And that's what we have to do every day. We have to focus on what's going on in the supernatural realm and not what's going on in the natural. And friends, you must do the same. You must put your faith in the only one who can help you. And we know that there's only one that can help you. I believe that the time has come to choose what we're willing to give up for Jesus' sake, what we're willing to let go of. The time has come to find out what our priorities are, and I believe it's a season of decisions. We're coming into a place where the Lord wants us to grow and expand in every area of our lives, not just in one place, but in every area of our lives. You might ask me, what do I mean when I say it's a season for decisions? Well, brothers and sisters, from the things that I see and the things that I hear, I think that many are trying to serve two gods. And if you are a believer, you know that there's only one God. And I'm about to say something that might step on some toes, but however, I must say what the Lord gives me. He did not anoint me, and He did not anoint me to preach tickle your ear messages. He has anointed me to speak His truth. And according to John 8, verse 31 in Amplified Bible, it says, "So Jesus said to those Jews who had believed in Him, 'If you abide in My word,'" in other words, hold fast to My teachings and live in accordance with them, He says, "you truly are My disciples." And verse 32 says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Praise God. Brothers and sisters, in the end, do you hear this? In the end, His truths are the only thing that will save you. I know with the things going on, it does appear that we're living in the end days. It does look that way. But then in Scripture, even Paul was talking about the end days. So apparently we've been living in it for a long time. But I can say this and know that we are nearer than we were before. So how long that's going to be, only God Himself knows. Even Jesus Himself does not know when that's going to be. But as I read God's Word, I realize I must continue to teach His Word as He has given it to me. According to James chapter 3, verse 1, Jesus says, "We who teach will be judged more strictly than others." In Matthew 5, 19 through 20, in the English Standard Version, it says, "A person should obey every command in the law, even one that does not seem important." You know, sometimes we'll look at Scriptures and we don't think that applies to us, you know, and maybe we don't feel like that's important. But we have to understand that if that word is in the Bible, God's book, then it's important. And He put it there for a reason. And it says here that whoever refuses to obey any command and teaches others not to obey it, he will be the least important in God's kingdom. But whoever obeys the law and teaches others to obey it will be great in God's kingdom. And my desire is to teach God's Word and teach it in a plain and simple way so that you can understand it and make sure that it's based on Scripture. So some messages, I always give lots of Scriptures and some just seem to be a lot more. But it's important that you know the Word, because it's not important that you know what I think. It's important that you know what the Word of God says. In verse 20, it says, "I tell you that you must do better than the teachers of the law and the Pharisees. If you're not more pleasing to God than they are," he says, "you will never," and I capitalized that, he says, "you will never enter God's kingdom." And I realized that those are some strong words, but there are some true words. I'm convinced that I must teach His truths. I do not want to be left behind. I don't think anybody wants to be left behind. My destiny is to enter into my Father's gates, the gates of His kingdom. That is my destiny. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 in the God Word translation, it says, "The Spirit says clearly that in latter times some believers will desert the Christian faith. They will follow spirits that deceive, and they will believe the teachings of demons." And friends, this is happening all over the world today. People are running into churches and running to places where people are teaching beliefs that, believing like things that from demons, you know, and maybe it doesn't seem like demons to you, but if you're not teaching the truth of God's Word, that's really what you're doing. They're looking for somebody with a feel-good message, somebody that can tickle your ear. But I'm telling you, you can hear this on Sunday, Wednesday, Monday, whenever, but when Monday morning comes, if you're not getting the true Word of God, you're going to be in trouble. Because it's only the Word of God that's going to rescue you. It's only the Word of God that's going to save you. In Exodus 34:14, it says, "For you shall worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God." And it tells us in Hebrews 12:27, he says, "Therefore let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe." I want you to know that in both the Old and the New Testament, he is continually stating there is one God. And even God Himself confirms it by saying, "I am the Lord, your God, and there is no other." Brothers and sisters, there is no other God. There's only one God. There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. They're the only ones that matter, the only ones that count. In Isaiah 42, verse 8, God said, I am the Lord. He says, that is my name. I will not give my glory to anyone else. Praise his holy name. And he said, nor will I share my praise with carved idols. Think about that. You know, a lot of people think about idols and things like that. They think about the carved idols and other things like that. But we can have things that we worship, that we get addicted to, that we don't even realize because it's not maybe a carved figurine. Maybe it's in, we get addicted to certain games on our computers or iPads or the games that we buy. There's various things that we do that takes up all of our time and we put it before the Lord. And so these are things that become gods to you, you know. And so that's one of the things I'm talking about. And if you're wondering why I'm reading so many scriptures about this and who God is I want you to be clear that there is only one God. And if you are to grow and expand, the only person that is going to make this possible for you is that God, the only one God that counts. He is the only one that can change you. He is the only one that can help you to grow and expand in all these areas of your life that you've been seeking him for. Saints, we are living in a season that is going to require us to make decisions. We no longer have one foot in. We can no longer have one foot in and one foot out. We must be all in for Jesus. We cannot grow and expand without being all in for Jesus. In Proverbs 17:15, in the English Standard Version, he says, he who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike. I want you to think about that for a few minutes because the things that are going on in the world today, and it has been going on in our world for a long time, for months, maybe several years, but especially in the last several months, the things that are going on that are wicked, he who justifies the wicked, who kind of makes excuses for what the wicked are doing. And he said, and he who condemns the righteous, he said, they're both just the same. There's no difference between those that are justifying the wicked and he that condemns the righteous. So the righteous people today, for God, God's righteous people are being judged and criticized and stepped on. People are celebrating the wicked things of the world and instead of the righteous. And so God is saying they're both the same. And what he means by that, he said they're an abomination to him. They're an abomination to the Lord. Friends, according to Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 in New Living Bible, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And verse 6 says, there's a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away. And as I said earlier, I believe the time has come to choose what we're willing to give up for Jesus' sake, what we are willing to let go of. He gave up his life for us. You know, we don't think about that very often, but Jesus loves us so much. He loved us so much that he gave his life for us. He tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that those who should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I can remember when I first became a Christian, that was about the only verse that I could remember. Even though I had sat in church off and on pretty much all my life, I never really got anything. I took my Bible. It looked good to have my Bible with me. Opened it up, but honestly, I have to say I did not read it. It wasn't until I went that day, when I finally went that Sunday morning after a friend had invited me and the Holy Spirit came upon me and God had attracted me to him and I became his. I became part of the kingdom of God. And that was the day that I was born again. And I'm telling you too, brothers and sisters, if you have been born again, in other words, if you become part of God's kingdom, you need to walk like it and you need to talk like it and you need to act like it. Because others are watching you all the time. And it could be you're a big witness to those people that are around you that don't know Jesus. So it's going to serve Jesus if you walk like you belong to him, act like it, and you talk like it. And I hope you're hearing me. Because like I said, he gave up his life for you and for me. And of course, the first and most important decision that you're ever going to make is accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I honestly have to say that was the best decision, and I've made a lot in my life over the years. That is the best decision I've ever made in my life. Also want to talk to you about seasons. As it says And I said before, there's a season for everything. And I believe it's a season to make a decision to put God first in your life and to have a full understanding that there's only one God, and that is God Almighty. Hallelujah. And when we do this, I believe God will do as He said He would. Bless us coming in and bless us coming out in the city and in the field. And you'll find that in Deuteronomy 28, verse 6. You know, that was one of the verses that I used to quote a lot, you know. It says, Lord, I just thank you today that you're blessing me coming in and blessing me going out in the city and in the field, that I'm above only and not beneath. And Lord, and I just thank you. And I also want to talk to you about the different kind of seasons. There's different kind of seasons. For the Lord has placed it in my spirit that you're coming into your season. And whether you realize it or not, you really are coming into your season. The Lord don't just speak things just to be speaking them. When the Lord speaks, He always has a purpose for it. But it's really entirely up to you where you open your ears to hear what thus says the Lord. So you really are coming into your season. But if you are to enter into this season, you must be prepared. You, like anything else, you have to be prepared. Times are changing. I can't even open my phone without hearing about the turmoil that our country is in. Friends, no matter what you hear or see, you must never forget who you belong to, and know He will never forsake you, and He will protect us, for He has promised. We have God's promise that He is going to protect us. And as I said, things are changing around us day after day, week after week. And some of us, I think, are really fearful of this because we don't know exactly what's going to happen. And of course, we don't know, because only God Himself knows the future. He knows what's going to happen. And He knew this was going to happen before, you know, it was ever started. But you also have to know, too, that if you're a born-again child of God, that it did not, all of this stuff did not come as a surprise to our Father. He already knew it, and He's also already provided for us. So if you belong to Him, He has made provision for you, and you're going to be safe. So as He says, fear not. He says, for I'm with you, and I'm never going to leave you, and I'm never going to forsake you. So don't be afraid. He said, what can man do to you? So they can't really do anything to you. You know, because the God that we serve is not like people. You know, I'm so thankful that our Father is not like people. And the God Word translation says, He tells no lies. He is not human. He is not like humans. He doesn't change His mind. You know, people change their mind all the time. You can't trust them. They sign contracts. They do things. They don't live up to it. But our Father is not like that. He is not like humans at all. And He doesn't change His mind, and He doesn't lie. And when He says something, He does it. And when He makes a promise, He keeps it. So every promise that God has made in His Word, He's going to keep it. However, things that are going on are the way that God said they were going to be in these end times. As I said, we only need to look around to know that this is true. Or you can go ahead and read 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 for lack of time. I'm not going to read that right now, but I would suggest that you write that down in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. And you will feel like, after you read it, you'll see where it's almost like reading the headlines of today's paper. And the best way to be prepared is to get as close to our Father as you can. And know this, what He does for one of His children, He will do for all. For our Father is not a respecter of persons, and I'm so thankful for that. I include that in my prayer pretty much every day when I'm praying over my eyes or whatever I'm praying for. I put God in remembrance that He's not a respecter of persons. And so I pray God's Word, His Scripture. I'm always saying, I'm praying over my eyes or praying over this. And so I put God in remembrance of what He did for Moses, you know, because if you read the Bible, you know that when Moses died at 120, the Bible says his natural forces was not abated, which means he was still strong in strength and was able to climb up the mountain, and his eyesight was not dim. So if he changes not, Malachi says he don't change. And the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he's not a respecter of persons. So you got all of this. So, and he keeps his promises. He keeps his word. He backs his word up. So when I pray that. And so I trust God to keep me. To keep me strong. To keep my eyesight good. To keep my whole body, you know, going to where it needs to go. And the best way to be prepared, as I said, is to get as close to our Father as you can. And know this, what He does for one of His children, He will do for all. For our Father, like I said, is not a respecter of persons. He tells us in Romans 2, verse 11, an Amplified Bible, it says, "For God shows no partiality, no undue favor or unfairness. With Him, He says, one man is not different from another." Thank you, Jesus. I wish people would get a hold of that today, where He says one person no different from the other, because the government and the world is always trying to separate us, the black, the white, the Persian, the Asian, the whatever, the Indian. But God is saying in the book of Romans or Acts that we're all of the same blood. And He says one person is no different than the other. And in Acts 10, verse 34 says, "Peter opened his mouth and said, most certainly and thoroughly, he said, I now perceive and I now understand that God shows no partiality and is no respecter of person." Hallelujah. I am so thankful for that. You know, Peter was saying this, friends, after he had been called to go to Cornelius' house and pray for him, who was a Gentile. And you find this in Acts 10:27, because Peter was a Jew and Cornelius was not. But this made Peter realize that to God all men were the same, in Acts 10:27-30. And in Galatians 3:28, as a matter of fact, this is the verse that the Lord gave me over and over and over again in the mid-90s when He was calling me to minister. And I kept thinking that I couldn't minister because I was a female. And there's so many females out there that have been deceived by the devil to think that, you know, they're in certain denominations that say they can't minister because they're female, and that's not true. It says right here in Galatians 3:28 and other places in the Bible, like God just said, there's no difference in the men. He says there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male or female, for you're all one in Jesus Christ. Think about that. We are all one in Christ Jesus. My point is, He wants me to let you know that it's your season right now to grow and expand. Just because things aren't looking too good in the natural does not mean that you can't grow. So you can't really think just because some things are not looking like you would like them to in the natural. Maybe you've already, you know, the Lord's given you dreams and visions. But in the natural, because of everything that's going on around you, it could be something on your job or in your family, and you're thinking because of this that you can't grow. But there's nothing impossible for our God. He says all things are possible for him that believes that all things are possible. And I tell you, I really believe that all things are possible with my Lord.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that it is your desire for us to grow and expand, and you're not the one that's holding us back. Oh, Lord, help us to understand that we can't grow and expand and be blessed by you when we have one foot in and one foot out of your kingdom. But we must be all in for you, Jesus. Lord, according to your word, there is a season for everything. Give us the grace to know that is the season to make better decisions in our life, decisions to always put you first in our life. And when we do this, Lord, I believe that you will bless us coming in and going out in the city and in the field, just as your word promises. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that when you say something, that you always do it. And when you make a promise, you always keep it. And you're not a respecter of persons either. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you in advance that as you were with Jabez, so are you going to be with us and increase our borders and expand us in every area. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.